Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's going on, everybody? This is Curtis Wilkerson with hogsports.com coming to you live from outside Barnhill Arena, where the Arkansas men's basketball team just wrapped up their annual red-white game. No, I'm not going to steal Trey Biddy's thunder and do the walk and talk, but I am going to steal the sunglasses idea because it's bright out here still today. But, you know, a lot of people have asked, you know, about Hog Hoops Live. When is the podcast going to come back? Basketball season's right around the corner, and it's coming. It's coming. I plan on doing a season preview here pretty soon. But, you know, after yesterday with football, it's a disappointing loss. To be able to come back out here today on campus and see this Arkansas men's basketball team perform, that worked wonders for the soul. You know, you feel like you needed a little bit of a feel-good. And I think that I certainly got that from being out here today. So I wanted to come on here and just chat about it a little bit. You know, it's a red-white game. It's an inter-squad scrimmage. There's only so much you can take away from that. Naturally, we overanalyze everything here at Hog Sports. So be on the lookout for, you know, some content and things like that over the next couple days from what we were able to take away from the events. But, you know, I just thought this was fantastic. You know, a lot of people talk about the midnight madness that you see so many basketball programs do. And I think those are great. I think it's great for the students to be able to get in and get involved and get introduced to the teams. But I like the way that Eric Musselman approaches this here at Arkansas. You know, you think about Barnhill Arena and just the history and the tradition of that, doing it on a Sunday at 2 p.m. You get a lot of families out here and involved. They had roughly 5,000 in the crowd. I actually thought maybe there was more than that just based on ballpark figure with my eyeballs, but that's a good crowd, and I thought it was a really enjoyable experience. They did a really nice job in the pregame, just doing some icebreakers, which I thought was really cool. Danielle Musselman getting involved. She's the first lady of Arkansas basketball, man, and you know, she came out. She was the MC of the event almost, and you know, they had the player intros, which is always fun. That, you know, the lights are out, they've got the spotlight, you've got the players pick their own songs to run out to. But then they did some skits, which, you know, I thought were hilarious, some karaoke acts. Hey, listen, Trey Wade, if basketball doesn't work out for you, man, that rendition of Usher, it touched me, all right? I thought it was great. So keep that on the back burner. Keep working on the vocals a little bit, and you may be on to something down the line. I thought it was great. This Arkansas basketball team, I think, has the ability to be special. I really do. And, you know, it's going to take a while. As expected today, there was some sloppy play. Chemistry needs to come together. The guys need to gel. You got a lot of new faces, moving parts. Every team has a new identity, too. Even though you have more returners than you did last year, you've got to find the right combinations, push the right buttons. And that's what Eric Musselman and his staff is doing right now. But it's really hard to deny the talent that was on the floor. And, you know, just... One thing that stood out to me from the minute I walked into Barnhill Arena, the guys are out there warming up, is the change in this team physically. The last time I did one of these live reactions, I was in Indianapolis, kind of doing a sign-off from the season after the Elite Eight loss to Baylor. And what really stood out to me in that game was just how physically impressive Baylor looked. Strong, thick-bodied guys, and they looked just physically more impressive than Arkansas did. And Arkansas could have won that game. We saw it. Came back, cut that thing to, 6 or 8 in the second half. Notte fouled out, kind of ran out of juice there at the end. But you can tell that they've made a concerted effort to beefing things up in the physicality department. They look grown. So I don't think you're going to see too many teams. And this Arkansas group's not the tallest. We've talked about that with the front court beyond Jalen Williams and Connor Vanover. You don't have anyone who's over 6'7", but what you do have is a bunch of physically mature guys who are going to be able to get in there and play with power and be a presence in the paint. They're not going to get bullied by anybody. And that was something that impressed me. Trey Wade, I just mentioned his version of Usher singing there. Listen, he didn't play, and he's working his way back from a knee injury and should be back close to the start of the season, maybe a little bit into it. But that guy is well put together, big, broad, physical shoulders. I think what JD Notae has done in terms of transforming his body has been really impressive. Devo, really, KK Robinson has really just packed on the pounds in that upper body. So these guys look the part now, which I thought was impressive. You know, the game itself, I'll start with the returners. I think all those guys have gotten better in their own ways, and that's what you want to see. You want to see development, especially with those young guys who typically make their biggest jump from the freshman to sophomore year. Devo's been running a lot of point guard. He did a lot of that today as well, and he looks a lot more comfortable than he did when he first started getting into the rotation in terms of handling that position, having an understanding of the system. He hit a pull-up three off the dribble today. He shot a couple others that were maybe a little ill-advised, it rimmed out. But what I really like to see is him having the confidence to do that, because that tells you that the hard work he's put in and improving that three-point shot has started to pay off. And that's what you want to see, because he doesn't have to be a 40% ridiculous knockdown shooter to be effective. You know, if he's a guy who's a threat enough for opposing defenses to respect, where they can't go underneath on all those ball screens, that makes him so much better, and it helps the team. So I thought that was good to see. And then Jalen Williams, the guy that's been working back from injury, you know, he's knocking a little bit of rust off. I think he's only been back at practice for a week or two now. But, hey, the confidence in him is something that you can see a big change in it. And he lacked that at times last year, but he didn't lack that today. I thought he shot the ball pretty well. He knocked down a couple threes, which you love to see. And he just appears to be one of the leaders of this team. And Eric Musselman talked about it after the game in his post-game press conference, is that Devo and Jalen Williams, he's never seen a pair of sophomores who just take a team, take the reins, and lead the way that they have. And that's really important for this group. So I liked what I saw out of him. JD Notae, physically, like I said, looks like a completely different player. He's still going to take some crazy shots, okay? He's a bucket getter, all right? And there's going to be times, go ahead and prepare yourselves throughout the course of the year, where you're going to be pulling your hair out, and then he's going to hit a three from the volleyball line, and you're going to love him again. It's just the way he is. But, I mean, he led all scorers with 22 today. Had six assists also. He looks like he's a guy who's ready to take a step forward, which is, it's kind of a scary thought if you think about it, because he's also a guy who's coming off SEC Sixth Man of the Year. And I wouldn't be shocked if he's a starter at the beginning of the year. Some of these other guys get brought along and into the fold a little bit more. I think that's something that Musselman's open to, but there's also something to be said for being able to take that role off the bench and produce the way that he has. Connor Vanover, another returner, didn't feel like he was settling a ton with his three-point shot. I would like to see him make a few more today, but seems a little bit more aggressive and assertive inside. Had some nice dunks in traffic, needs to rebound a little bit better, but he's progressing. KK Robinson, a guy who, Arkansas missed throughout a majority of the season last year. He's been working his way back from that foot injury. Good to see him out there. He brings a different dynamic when it comes to playmaking ability, confidence. He profiles to me like a guy who could really run the show, but he can score it too. He had a nice, it was a catch and shoot, it was a kick out three. He just caught that thing in rhythm and stroked it. He's a guy that could shoot 40% from three if he can stay healthy, get acclimated, and get a little bit comfortable. The new guys, listen, Stanley Amude, he's impressive. Yeah, I think this guy's got the goods. He's a mismatch nightmare. He's more perimeter oriented maybe than I even expected. Thought he did a nice job. I think he's gonna be a pretty good shooter for Arkansas, but he was creating a little bit off the dribble, which I think is big. They'll post him up, especially on that left block, and let him go to work a little bit. So he's gonna be a guy I think Musselman's gonna run some sets for. That's going to be able to go and get Arkansas some buckets when they need. He's a mismatch problem. Chris Likes, you saw just kind of that electric burst that he has a few times when he'd get loose in transition, or even in the half court, just turning the corner, how quick he can get to the rim and stop and pop for the pull-up jumper and things like that. He's got to learn the offense. And Musselman, that's another thing he mentioned after the game. There's no doubt that this guy can score it, but he's got to get acclimated with the system, and that's part of it. Same thing with Audis Tony. Hit some nice pull-ups, physically put together, more athletic than a lot of guys that Arkansas had last year. Had four or five turnovers today. So again, with a lot of these guys, it's just about getting a little bit more comfortable. I got to give a shout out though to Jackson Robinson. This is a guy that I've heard a lot about in terms of how he's been performing just consistently. And everybody knows he's a knockdown shooter, and he showed that at times today. At 6'6", 6'7", he's got great length. To be able to step into those threes and knock those down, he's going to be able to elevate and get that shot off over bigger defenders when contested. That's something that will benefit Arkansas. I think he's got some promise as a defender. He's got to get a little more comfortable handling the ball, and I thought he looked pretty steady from that standpoint today. Chance Moore, even, this is a guy, he's the only true freshman on a team really full of experienced guys. It's got to be a tough position to be into, but he made some plays today. Hit a nice step back three. I think he stepped into another three-pointer at one point. He kind of got loose for a little dump off in traffic and threw down a dunk. I thought he looked pretty good. Some more consistency with that motor. We'll see how much he can help down the road. All in all, I thought that this was a great event. It was a lot of fun. Hey, it was also a good day for recruiting. And can't say enough about what Eric Musselman has done on the recruiting trail as of late. This 2022 class, again, profiles to be special. You know, they've had Joseph Pinion locked up. They've had Darian Ford locked up and Barry Dunning. And those last two additions, five stars, man. And Nick Smith, top 10 guy, kept him home. That's a huge win for the Razorbacks moving forward. And it's one thing to keep a guy in his own backyard, but to go out and get another five-star in Jordan Walsh like he did earlier in the week, that's huge. Out-of-state guy, Texas guy, he's got all kinds of programs all over him. You beat out the in-state school in Texas to get him, Kansas, Arizona State, several others. I think he's a special player. Again, a huge win for the Razorbacks. These guys have the number two ranked class according to 24/7 Sports right now, and who knows, they might not be done. But today, I saw Jordan Walsh in the house, I saw Nick Smith in the house, I saw Darian Ford in the house, and there were several other guys who were expected to be there. I was watching the game, trying to eyeball and see who was in the building. I'm going to check in on that a little bit more later, but a lot of talent in the building for the future, and it's really interesting if you think about it. You've got the past with all the rich history and tradition of Barnhill Arena. You've got the present with the team that's on the floor that's projected to do some great things. And then you've got the future in the stands watching guys that are going to be in uniform for the Razorbacks down the road. Good day to be a Hog, if you ask me. Good day to be a Hog. I guess that wraps it up. I felt compelled to come on here and talk a little basketball today. Like I said, Hog Hoops Live is going to get rolling again here pretty soon. We've got an exhibition coming up, so Arkansas is going to finally play somebody else for a change. That's coming up on Sunday against Division II East Central from Bud Walton Arena at 3 p.m. They'll have another one on football's bye week on October 30th, Saturday. And then it gets real on November 9th when Mercer comes to town. So Arkansas basketball is right around the corner. Good times for the Razorbacks. It's been Curtis Wilkerson with HogSports.com. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.